Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, your whole destiny in the spirit realm is going to be pointed out in one verse. But it does not, it cannot be manifested physically if you don't understand it spiritually. Now, I want you to look at Ephesians 1:3. I want you to look at it a few minutes, because that verse will lose you if you don't know how to operate in it and how to function in it. Say it, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Say it again.
I am a spirit.
Say it again.
I am a spirit.
All right, some things are going to be shown to us this morning if we permit, if the front row permit us to get it. Front row permit us to get it. Front row cut it off, you ain't gonna get it. That's why people in the front row gotta get to church on time, they gotta be involved, because I found out there's something about that front row.
Yes, sir.
You get somebody in that front row just sitting there looking at you, and you get them off of there. Yeah. They're cutting it, they're stopping the spirit, they're messing the spirit up. All right, Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3. That is a powerful voice, but yet it's powerless if you don't understand how to function in it. That voice have everything that God has to offer in that one verse. And once you learn how to operate properly corresponding to that verse, every promise, every blessing, every covenant right become alive in your life no matter what's going on around you.
Amen.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Every promise, every blessing, every covenant right, those three things, I want you to get it.
Amen.
Become alive to you no matter where you are or who around you or what's going on. All right, and it's one verse. But there's a secret about this verse that is powerful. So I'm going to read I need to read to the end of the sentence. So I'm going to read, there's some verses go on from, it's still the same sentence. And so up to the sixth verse, I'll stop there, but it's one sentence, all right? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
One sentence, all right. Beginning at verse 3 now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice who he's talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
He's your God?
Yes, sir.
He's your Father?
Yes, sir.
Now, remember what I told you in Hebrews 12:9. Turn to, put your finger there and turn there. Hebrews 12:9, turn there. Remember, it is invalidated if you don't realize who the scripture is talking to and what the scripture is talking about. See, he's the father of what?
Spirit.
You got Hebrews 12 and 9?
Yes, sir.
Did you discover something there? I want you to look at it. Don't just sit here, Hebrews 12 and 9. Look at it, because you're going to need to know this. If you don't know this, Ephesians 1:3 is invalidated in your life. When I started reading Ephesians 1:3, we read, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Blessed be, look at it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if he's your, that distinction here, he's not only your God.
Uh-huh.
But he's my what? My Father, right?
Yeah.
Now, in Hebrews 12:9, a distinction is made.
Yes, it is.
You have to understand, he's not the father of your flesh.
Right.
And he's not the father of your soul.
Uh-huh.
He is the father of
spirit.
Yes, sir.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
And he is the father of my
spirit.
So if I'm going to have revelation, if I'm going to have relationship, if I'm going to have revelation, if I'm going to have the supernatural to function in my life, it's going to have to be from the premises that I understand that God is my God and God is my Father in the Spirit.
Yes.
So the first thing that means is I'm going to have to put the knife to self. Self always step up to substitute. It always step up and say, well, we can do it this way, we can do it that way. Do y'all have the heat on? Or is it me hot? Self. Self is your worst enemy.
Yes.
Self is a greater enemy than Satan. Because self is more familiar with you than Satan. Self can trick you quicker than Satan.
Yes.
Satan has to find out some things about you.
Uh-huh.
Self know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the father of what?
Spirit.
All right. So if I approach him, I have to look in John chapter 4,
yes,
verse 24, I believe.
Yes,
God. And they that make any type of approach to him in prayer, worship, meditation, praise, must do it in spirit and truth. See, in the natural world, you practice and perform. In the natural world, movie stars, singers, they practice and perform. If you practice too much, you're going to perform wrong. Because too much practice cut God out.
Yeah.
See, you got see, to operate in the spirit, you got to make bloopers. See, the spirit deals with infirmities, not with perfection. And so if you get it all set up just like you're going to do it, even me preaching, I got it all set up how I want to do it, we won't get nothing. If I'm trying to save faith, every word I say, we won't get nothing. See, actually, to function in the spirit, you have to realize that you have a lot of infirmity. If you don't believe me, just put in your note, Romans 8:26. Look at it. Romans 8:26. See, in the spirit, when you're strong, you're weak.
Yes.
In the spirit, but when you're weak, you're strong.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's getting you out the way, see?
Yes.
See, some of us think we got it. You never have it. There's always more. See, blessed be the God. Let's go back to Ephesians 1:3. Well, I'm excited what the Lord's going to say to us today. And problem will be dropped all by the tons.
Yeah.
Go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. With me. We're dealing with I'm a spirit. Now here, how we say that, Lord? You got to listen real close. I am a spirit. We talk about it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. When I am in the spirit. I am a spirit. When I am in the spirit. Even though you are spirit, but it's invalidated just because you read scriptures. You have to be in the spirit. Or you know when you're in the spirit and when you're not in the spirit. Or do you know? Because there's a lot of emotional substitute making a lot of noise, but you're not in the spirit. That's the way he cut us off, because he know when we get there, we his master. So to remain our master, he make us by a substitute think we the master. So therefore, when we speak to him, it is not as powerful as we think it is because it's not in the spirit. That's why the Bible talks about the sword of the spirit. Just because you quote the scriptures, you're not using the sword of the spirit. You're using words. Only your spirit can use the sword of the spirit. So that's why all I'm saying you made didn't change nothing. When you're in the spirit, you don't have to speak many words. Matter of fact, in the spirit, you can speak a word. And they get abundance of things accomplished as a portion of your speaking the whole Bible, but not in the spirit. All right. All right. Ephesians 1:3. And you got to be with me in the scripture now. You can't come here. This is not no social club. You got to be in the scripture. You got to be paying attention. I want you blessed. What I said I want? How many want to be blessed? All right, here we go now. Here we go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice that next three words. Who has blessed?
Yes, sir.
Right, it's already out. Say, it's already mine. All the healing I need. All the money I need. All the happiness I need. All the joy I need. All the peace I need. It's already mine. I just have to be operating in the right dimension to let it happen. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with, now look, notice what he said now, with all spiritual blessing. The car ain't no spiritual blessing.
That's right.
Car, the car you paid for. Spirit will be behind it if you do the right thing. Spiritual blessing. So you want to walk in this first. Yeah, you want to walk in his. See, I'm going to use a term, and I may the Holy Spirit help us. His presence. Just a little bit of that. His presence. His presence. His presence. Not present. His presence is the greatest spiritual blessing that you can receive. Somebody say hallelujah. Because when you learn to walk in his presence, everything that is odd against your life cannot stand. Because when he's present, he overruled everything that is against you through you. Are you following?
Yes,
listen, this is what he says here. Listen to this verse. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, that's past tense, right?
Yes,
bless us with what?
All.
Now look where he go again now. In heavenly places. Where'd he go again?
Yes,
in Christ. All right, let me try to read it and then I'm going to give you some points here. According to him, have chosen us, underline the word chosen. Say, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen
only if I understand in the spirit.
Yes.
Just because you say you're chosen, you are not chosen. You have to know that you're chosen in a dimension higher than anything else that show up. Huh? See, let me make it this way. People who know they are chosen can make divine choices in a situation that have to come to pass.
Yes, yes, yes.
But all the odds, all the evidence and all the facts say it can't happen.
Yeah.
But because that person know that they are chosen, they make choices. They don't accept what handed to them by the world. They make choices. No, this is the way it's going to go here.
Yeah.
But that person had to be in the spirit.
Yeah.
I said it had to be in the spirit.
Yes.
They have to be in his presence.
Yes.
Not in practice, not in performance, not in putting on, but the real presence of Jesus.
Yes.
The real presence of Jesus. According to here, chosen. You're in the line, chosen?
Yes,
say, I'm chosen. Us in him. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. I'm holy. Say, I'm holy.
I'm
holy. Say, well, I don't have no blame.
I don't have no blame.
Say, I don't have no blame. What? You're back in the flesh.
Yep. Come on, sir.
You don't have no blame in the spirit.
Yes.
As soon as you get in your spirit, all your blames are gone. So if all my blames are gone, that means all my condemnation are gone. That means all my weaknesses are gone. That means all the mistakes I've made gone. That means now I can walk in the perfect will of God as an anointed saint of God, knowing I got power. All right, look at verse 5. In verse 6 is a period. You see that period at the end of verse 6? If you don't have a period at the end of verse 6 in your Bible, get you another Bible. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. See, I'm adopted. To himself according to the good pledge of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted. See,
I'm accepted.
In the beloved.
In the
all right, now. This statement, I am a spirit when I am in the spirit.
Yes.
Let's see, Lord. Let's see. Wait a minute. Let's see something. Let's look at about six aspects of what life would be like if I really know how to function in the spirit. Let's look at John 16:13, because I want to deal with, and then you get ready to write, I want to deal with the spirit of truth, the spirit of faith, the spirit of life, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Let me go over that again. You ain't got no more two of them. The spirit of truth, the spirit of faith, the spirit of life, the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. Now remember, you're not condemned for your weaknesses. We're not talking about your weaknesses now. We're not talking about where you've been tripped in your flesh or tripped in your soul. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your spirit, man. You born, how many born again in here? Well, I'm talking to you then. Do you understand? Yeah, because see, what the enemy will go and catch one of your weaknesses and tell you he's not talking to you. Let me show you that before I tell you that, because I got to show you this, because go to Romans chapter 8 and look at verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. And don't y'all come here depending on this board with no scriptures. Y'all bring something so y'all can look at the scriptures yourself. I don't care if you got an iPad, iPhone. I just need to get in the Bible some kind of way. So I'm not going to worry myself about it. Just have something. So I can teach you. Now look at this, because you got to get that, because you're not going to be the function in your real realm. This is why Satan trip you. That there's therefore now no condemnation. Say no condemnation.
No condemnation.
To them which are in Christ Jesus. All right, first one, how many of y'all are in Christ Jesus? All right, now, there will be time that you walk in the flesh, but I want you to walk through the flesh and keep going. Oh my, I got six or seven things going on at one time. Keep going. See, don't stop in the flesh. Don't stop in the soul. Only stop when you get to your spirit. Every transaction, you come here, sit here for church today, you start off in the flesh. I don't care how spiritual you think you are. And then you get to your soul. But how many going to get in the spirit? See, that's what I have to train you to get in the spirit. Because Ephesians 1:3 says, all them blessings in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
What y'all waiting on to answer me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to change my song. I'm going to talk the same language. So if y'all waiting on the other part of me, it ain't coming. Listen. There's therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. A born-again child can't plan sin. Sin coming, we're going to make a mistake, but you're not going to prep yourself for sin. I'm almost, a person who prepped themselves for sin, I'm almost to believe they're not saved. Go to the next verse, the second verse now. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life, what kind of life? In Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. All right? So I want you to see it's not the aspect of what you did yesterday or what you did last month. Don't let him keep robbing you with that. You confess that and ask God to forgive you and move on. Very important. Everybody said you look like they're innocent, but it's very important. Because I know none of us are really innocent. Because we're in a flesh body. So you don't need to put that face on me. I know better. Because I'm you too. I need help. All right, now, I can take you further now. Turn to John 16:13. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13. I'm dealing with the lifestyle. I am a spirit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to let emotion take over my emerging. I need to go deeper.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know we live in a time we need to go deeper?
Yes, sir.
Right. This verse call out the spirit of truth.
Yes.
The spirit of truth cannot function in a non-spirit. When you don't recognize, the spirit of truth will not function in your flesh. Satan will give you a substitute. It will not function in yourself. Satan will give you a substitute. Are you following me?
Yes.
But the spirit of truth functions through my what?
Spirit.
All right? All right, you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Howbeit, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he's here. Say, he's here.
He's here.
Now, every episode in your life changes this morning. Every situation you've been dealing with, good or bad, changes this morning. Oh, come on. You're not going to handle it like a crybaby.
All right.
And you're not going to have to call everybody in your family to see what to do. You can stand in the back room of your house and solve it. Because you know who you are. And you know you have the divine rights. Listen to me. You have the divine right to change everything that is working against you. No power. No trick. No situation. If it couldn't stop Jesus, if it couldn't stop the Holy Spirit, if it couldn't stop the Word of God, it can't stop the kingdom of heaven. If it can't stop heaven, it can't stop me. I am in the same realm that Jesus lived in. I am the same realm that the Holy Spirit in. I'm the same realm that the Word of God in. This book not only in my hand, but it's in me. I have authority. I have an anointing. I have access. I have asset that nobody in this world can stop. I am a child of the living God. I'm anointed. Miracles is on the inside of me. Signs are on the inside of me. Wonders are on the inside of me. The resurrection, the cross, the throne is on the inside of me. I am powerful in the spirit. Satan is not going to cut me off in self no more. No more performance, but power. When I talk, the sword of the Spirit is released. Now Mark 11:23. We've been quoting Mark 11:23, but now Mark 11:23 is a reality because I am a spirit and my Father is the Father of spirit and I know how to function in the spirit. Now I can talk to mountain and mountain have to obey me because mountain not only hearing me now, mountain is hearing the God that is in me. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say what I say now will change things. Every odd, I'm seeking our spirit, ODDS, every odd that is against you just die. When you recognize who you are, your enemy will recognize who you are. He already know who you are, but he don't want you to know. He wants you to drop off in your flesh. He wants you to drop off in your soul with all them arguments. He never wants you to get to the knocking part. He wants you to stay in the asking and the seeking, but he don't want you to ever get to the door in that spirit realm where you knock. And when that door come open, everything, when that door come open, everything change. When that door, that spirit is open, everything change. It may look the same. It may feel the same, but you need to get in the knowing realm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Sit down. We're dealing with the first aspect of I am a spirit. You're going to have to deal with the spirit of truth. Go back to John 16:13. Because there's so much here. The spirit of truth is here, the Spirit of truth is in me. Write down 1 John 2:27. You got an abiding anointing on the inside of you. That's your personal anointing. That's not for ministry. That's for you to operate in the Spirit. 1 John 2:27. Some of y'all still sitting there like I'm not saying nothing. You're waiting on that same old foolish stuff. Listen, you got to get in the Spirit now. The demons are out. I believe to let them all out. I believe to let them all out. You used to send them by a sign, but I believe all out now. We're in the last days. All right. So I got to apostolically pastor you. Not just pastor, I got to apostolic. See, people who pastor now won't make it. Just under a pastor. Unless that pastor's under the apostolic. Well, y'all got quiet. They got quiet. See, I got that. Just think with it. You understand. The apostolic, see, that there's some pioneer and pathfinding and trailblazing that has to be done now. Okay. Areas, like this area we're in now. Areas that the church had to be turned around on to know you just can't be functioning with no unction. And then he give you a fake unction. That's 1 John 2:20. He give you a fake unction and you think you're in the Spirit, but you're still in the flesh. Because when you leave here, you don't carry nothing with you. You're waiting on next Sunday. What you gonna do with Monday? Huh? You don't need no pastor with you. What you going to do Tuesday? Yeah. Ain't no pastor going to be with you Tuesday. Yeah. What you going to do when your husband get crazy at midnight? Come on. See? Come on. May I say something? Yes, I was going to say it anyway. Yes, we're too tied up on the outside with our little looks. Look how quiet they got. With our little looks and our little figures. You better recalculate, baby. That ain't gonna work. Too tied up with our how-dos and all this different stuff. That's fine, fix yourself up, but that ain't it. The Spirit of truth. Say the Spirit of truth.
Spirit.
Say the Spirit of truth.
Spirit.
Say the Spirit of truth.
Spirit.
Notice it said, didn't say the truth.
No.
So you might be operating in facts, thinking you're operating in truth. See, Satan used facts on you. And he's right, he got facts on you. But when you start walking in truth, you change the facts. And Satan can't do nothing about it. Howbeit when he, and I'm saying to you, that first part is speaking at a time that it wasn't in existence, but now it is. So let's look at it now. The Spirit of truth is come. He will what? Guide you into all what? For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that should he speak. And he will what? What? Go to the next verse. I want you to see that. Go to the next verse. He shall glorify me. Not you. For he shall receive of mine. And what? Now, I got a question for you. You ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
He says, you're going to show me something, right?
Yes, sir.
How am I going to see it?
Yes,
come on, boy, talk to me.
Yes,
y'all was too slow.
Yes,
how you going to see it?
Yes,
in the Spirit. Not in your intellect, not in your academics, not in your psychology, not in your computer. In the Spirit. Not in your iPhone. In the Spirit. That's why you're going to show it to me. So if I'm not in the Spirit, what's going to happen?
I won't see it.
If I don't see it, I can't use it. Can't have it.
That's right.
He's a good apostle.
See, one word I want you to catch here also along with this teaching is substitution. Watch this word. Imitation. Making me think I have something that I do not have. Then he turned around and come around and whipped me. But I want you to shake your hand like this. No more. Because I'm going to make sure I'm in the spirit. You can be in scriptures and not in the spirit. You can be on your knees praying and not in the spirit. Praying in tongue, but you're not in the spirit. Tongues are utterance that the Holy Spirit give you.
Yes, sir.
Not something you make up. So one of the things, I am a spirit, I have to make sure that I'm operating in the spirit of truth.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Let me take you somewhere. And it's one of your favorite, but now it's a divinely programmed. You're going to understand it better.
Yeah.
You're going to have power. Power that you've never seen before. How many want to see some power that you've never seen before? Now, the only way you're going to see it, is that you let the Holy Spirit take you now. All right, you're not going to be able to travel here by yourself because it's so familiar and you already think you have it. And if you don't let the Holy Spirit overpower what you think you thought you had, you're not going to see it. All right? How many of y'all trust the Holy Spirit? All right. When you're in the Spirit, and then we'll go to the voice, I'm going to show you the voice. When you're in the Spirit, the most important things in your life is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. God, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit. And I want to say the emphasis is on Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But those are two helping you be like God. Because they are God.
Thank you, Lord.
But when you're in the Spirit, they are the most important factors of your life. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I can't make it without Jesus. I cannot make it without the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about going to heaven.
Right.
I'm talking about bringing heaven down here. I'm talking about living the days of heaven on earth. Not all pietistically, not all pumped up that I'm somebody greater than somebody else, but just in humility, humbling myself under the mighty hand of God, humbling myself under the mighty voice of God, and giving God all the glory and all the praise. No matter what I accomplish around me, I know I didn't do it. I want to praise him. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6. There's a threefold traveling in the Spirit. Ha, ha. Who heard that? I just got it from him. He just told me. There's a threefold highway in the Spirit. Now, if you don't see them threefold highway in the Spirit, just get your person, your Bible, and your, whoever with you and get on out of here. John 14, 6. See, there's a threefold. Traveling in the Spirit. You said, I am a spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
You're correlating with Jesus now.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, I'm the vine. I'm the bread of life. See, Jesus went on. Yeah. See, Jesus knew he was a I am.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, but I dare you let him say this to you this morning. I dare you let him say this to you this morning, John 14:6. I dare you let him give you that threefold step in the spirit. Every time something come up now, you're going to know the way. You're going to know the truth. Then you're going to bring it to life. She's progressing the way, the truth, but it's not finished until the life manifests. Everything that you need to accomplish right now is standing before you in a threefold anointing. The way, truth, because I am
serious.
None of these work in the flesh. None of these work in practice. None of these work in performance. You got to know that I am a spirit. Jesus lives in me. The Holy Spirit lives in me. I have divine rights to know the way, to know the truth, and to know the life of every situation. I'm not to be blind at no time. I'm not to be lost at no time. I'm not to be dead at no time. I'm not a loser. I'm not lost. Problems cannot puzzle me so much that I don't know what to do. I have the way living on the inside of me. I have the truth living on the inside of me. Oh, good God Almighty. I have the life living on inside of me in my spirit. So I'm going to bring my body and my soul under the life that is on the inside of me as long as I live on this earth. I'm not going to live like a natural man. I'm not going to live like a natural woman. I'm not going to live just like a churchgoer. But I have the life of God on me. I have the way, the truth, and the life of God living on the inside of me. I know what way to go. I know what to say. I know when to stop. I know when to run. I know when to shout. All uneven roads in my life are straightened out this morning. I'm not going to walk it in the flesh. I'm not going to walk it in facts. I'm not going to walk it in feeling. I'm going to walk by faith. I don't see nothing in the natural. I don't feel nothing in the natural. Don't look like I'm winning, but I know it. That what looked the same in the visible, I'm changing it in the invisible. I walk by faith, not by sight. I walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. What are you dealing with this morning? Why are you as a child of God? You have authority over everything you're dealing with. Jesus said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come. See, you can't have it unless you're in the spirit. See that, even that voice. I'm coming that you might have life, but you can't have no abundant life unless you hear what I'm saying now. Unless you understand this voice here, John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Unless you understand how that voice works. That voice works in the spirit, baby. You're born again. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. See? Your life is designed to be a spirit birther.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You birth things in the spirit.
Come on, apostles.
Jesus.
By the life that's in you.
Yes.
See, the way and the truth lead you to the life.
Yes.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
And I live in the body. My body is not to run me. My soul is not to run me. They are to obey my spirit. Everything changed in your life. In one service, everything changed in your life. If you're hearing it, everything changed. All those fake things that are showing up, you just look at them and laugh. They can't stay. Well, you want me to tell them that now, Lord?
Yes.
Wow. You are a creator.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
You are a birther. Yes. God Almighty.
Yes.
You have creative power
Yes. In
your spirit that's on the inside of you.
Yes.
You can design things. You can call things that be not as though they were, and they have to show up. I hear him saying, you, Joanne, he's saying, you are a designer. You can tailor make things in the spirit. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know you tailor-made to make tailor-made things. You make life fit you. Now, this is the only validation to this scripture, what I'm going to teach you this morning. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. The system can't run you because you're under another system. You're under the system that made the system. They think they're running the show, but they're not. Until a spirit-filled person show up, you're not running me. All the places you've been feeling sorry for yourself, got to get the hell on up out of here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So you made a few mistakes. So what? You online, y'all hearing me? Online, my online people. Y'all hearing me?
Amen.
How many hearing what I'm saying? Now don't hold your hand up too fast. I'm about to ask something. It's a trick question. See, I'm telling you ahead of time. I'm trying to help you. Somebody still probably going to hold their hand up. How many of y'all dull are hearing? And you got a lot of dust and a lot of cobwebs in your ears. In your ears over the years. We actually becoming pioneers now.
Thank you,
Paul. And pace setters. See, when you walk in the store, you're going to think different. You're going to think different.
Yeah.
And anywhere you go now, you're going to think different.
Yes.
And you see, because the Holy Spirit is going to recall to you, hey, you're a spirit.
Yeah.
You're a creator.
Yes.
You're a tailor.
Yes.
You're a designer. You're a birther.
Yes.
And you do it all by faith. Now you're able to use the sword of the Spirit properly because you're not trying to use it in your soul.
Right.
Or your flesh.
Yes.
You use it in your spirit. Look at how simple that is. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. What you've been birthed in. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. What you've been birthed in. You can have six translations and still birth flesh.
That's right.
If you don't know, you got to be in the spirit. So every time you start praying, I don't care what you're saying, you start in the flesh. You're asking now. Then you move into another dimension. You get to, we're going to talk about that. You get to the seeking dimension. You're in your soul now. And sometimes you got to stay there quite some time to get rid of you. Because I'm not going to let you step in this spirit realm with all this mess you got. But then you get over in that spirit realm. And man, my God. Oh, my God. Spirit of truth. And we went to Jesus and said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Let's look at two more for our close. Let's look at the spirit of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not seen, things not seen physically. All right? Now faith is the substance of Hebrews 11, 1, of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Because they're not seen does not mean they do not exist.
Yes, sir.
They are seen in a certain realm called the realm of the spirit. All right? Then the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. I hear you, Lord. Of them that did it to seek him. You see, when you learn to operate in the spirit, you're operating in the invisible world. That's why you can call things that be not as though they were. They're going to come, you see, because you're using your authority. You're creating. You're birthing. You're designing in the spirit, and you're calling things, and it got to come to you. So you can't panic because it's not here yet. Because it's here, now faith is a substance. Because you're operating in your spirit. You're not operating by your physical sight. So if you call it, you know it's there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You got it?
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Stand up and raise your hand. I got about 5 or 6 more minutes to go, but I need you to be tuned in. Now, go ahead and pray in the spirit. Think about all the things we'll say to you already. Just let the Holy Spirit bring it back. Just realize, go ahead, keep praying. Realize where you are now. Now, if you're in the same place, I can't help you. But just realize what you have heard. You're a birther, you're a designer, you're a creator in your spirit. Recognize that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Recognize you can't practice, you can't perform here. You got to walk in the spirit. Recognize that you are spirit. You do have authority. You have an abiding anointing in you that keep you abiding in Christ, abiding in the Holy Ghost. You're not a regular person. You're not physical. You're not just flesh. You're not just mental. You are a spirit being. He is the Father of your spirit. The covenant. The promises. The Bible. All function out of your spirit. Oh my goodness. Now sit down. Sit down. You can't go to 2 Corinthians 4, 13 without understanding what we're talking about. Flesh can't have no spirit of faith. Memorization can't have no spirit of faith. Knowing a lot of scripture don't produce a spirit of faith. Knowing that you are a spirit. And that anything I do with God, John 4:24, talk about worshiping the Spirit, reading in the Spirit, meditating in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, pray, all I got to be in the Spirit. So every time I am to get in contact with God, I got to get through this flesh. Worst thing to do is have a flesh person on the front row. Just sitting up there, a hunk of flesh, just blocking everything. Not flowing, not receiving, didn't do no praying, no praising, just got a seat. Hunk of flesh. Spirit trying to move. Ooh, my man, I feel like taking off running. Spirit trying to move and can't move because it got a hunk of flesh blocking it. Now, real faith has to be in the spirit of faith. We have in the same, look at it, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Why do you have to be to do that? Suppose I memorize the scripture. I don't know what. Suppose I say, I feel it. You really... You can feel it, but you don't have to feel nothing.
Right.
See, when you know something, I don't have to feel Carolyn as my wife. 50 years. I know it. All the places we've been, all the things we've been through, I know she my wife. I know I wasn't supposed to marry nobody else. I don't care how good you look. You wasn't supposed to be Apostle's wife. Because you married to an apostle, you married to a wild preacher. I mean, they say some things that blow your mind. It won't do things. You know, like when I come in and told her I quit my job, is this Negro out of his mind? We ain't got no money, ain't got two or three children here, and he talking about he quitting his job, and ain't got nothing coming. When once he signed them papers, that's it. Then 2 years later, he called me and tell me he quit. We're still not out of smoke yet. He called me and tell me he quit. Leroy, are you a fool?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be sitting here. I wouldn't be in this realm of anointing I'm in now had not God told me 50 years ago, I'm a sinner. Talking about God, don't talk to sin. I'm a sinner. God told me to go out and pray if that's your wife. Now, I know it was God because I ain't want no wife. And I went and asked her. Isn't that something? I went and asked her.
Come on.
Boy, and it had some girls crying. I'm telling you, I was a street player, man. I thought he was gonna ask me. See, he knows ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he does.
See, I didn't know that we're going to be affecting thousands upon thousands of people's lives if I had a crazy woman, if I had a mental woman who couldn't move in the spirit. She half the time in the house, she don't know where I am. Better find me. You got a big house. She don't know where I am. Because half the time, I don't know where I am myself. And if you're a natural woman, you think I'm crazy. Man, I'm all upset. And I got to be prepping on you all the time. How you doing and patting you? I ain't got time to be patting you and all that time. I need a strong woman. Know when I do hug, I'm going to hug her right. See, I can't have no little cry baby run about everything, you know. Let me close now. We're in 2 Corinthians 4:13, right?
Yes,
the worst thing can happen to a person is to have something and don't know it.
Yeah.
You got to know you have it. We have it. We're not trying to get. We have in the same spirit of faith. What the spirit of faith consists of? Everything in my life have to dance with according as it is written. Why? Because I believe. And when you really believe it, what's the next thing you'll do? Therefore have I spoken. What if I spoken before I believed? And only one place I can believe. Only one place I can believe. In my spirit. We also believe and therefore speak. Now I close with this verse here. You leave out here with this verse with what preluded it. The things I taught you. Your creator, your tailor. Huh? You're a designer. Huh?
Yes,
you leave out here with this verse, knowing that you got faith on the inside of you.
Yes.
Knowing that it has to be in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
It's the spirit of faith, right?
Yes,
knowing that you have to believe it.
Yes,
in your spirit.
Yes,
speak it out of your spirit.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
It got to happen. I want you to speak to something this week.
Yes, sir.
I say, I want you to speak to something this week.
Yes, sir.
According to this message you heard this morning.
Thanks,
just speak to it. I mean, just speak to it and don't look at it no more.
Yes,
don't give it no accreditation.
Thank you.
Because you have authority. You have anointing. You have access to divine asset in the spirit. You're not just a church goer. You're not just a church member. But you are a child of God. You're sons and daughters of God. And he is the Father. Come on. I'm the father of my flesh. I'm the father of my soul. He put them in my hand. Look at 1 Corinthians 9:27 quickly. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Look who got to do it. Look who do it. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. What did it say? I bring it into subjection. Lest that by any mean, when I have read the whole Bible to other, I myself is a castaway. I'm trying to close. But I'm going to share another secret with you. Can I share one more secret with you? I didn't understand. Sometimes you don't understand God. And the reason you don't is because you're not in. So sometimes God looked like he went backwards. Until you get in the spirit and find out who was backwards.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something in my closing today. Something that puzzled me for many years until I got an understanding of it. And then I'll show you the rest of it another time. But in Romans 12:1, I wondered why he started with the body. Paul had his revelation. Why he started with the body. Because you got to bring that body under control before you can deal with your soul. If not, you'll never get to your spirit. So he says, I beseech you, therefore, I beseech you. You got to bring this body under. I'm going to give you the mercy for it, but you got to do it. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that ye present your body
yes,
as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. You're going to have to get this body under subjection or it's going to fake like it know God.
Right.
The second one, go to Romans 12, 2 now. I'm closing. Romans 12, 2. We're going to deal with the soul now. The mental man. It should have been easy to get to Romans 12, 2. That's Romans 12, 1. And be not conformed. Now, I want you, you got your own Bible, circle that word conform, because that's what he wants you to do.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to take shape of what's happening in this world now. He wants you to be in fear.
Yep.
And be not conformed to this world, be transformed. That's another word you need to circle. By the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind is taking soul control. That you may prove what they're good. Look what he said. Three, good, acceptable. Now, I wonder why he dealt with the body and the soul. He dealt with the body and soul. Now, go to Romans 12, 3 and we'll close. Romans 12, 3 now. Romans 12, 3 has to be dealing with my spirit.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul, pioneering, trailblazing, with revelation, that shook the whole church up. For I say through the grace given unto me, see, you got a grace on it.
Yeah.
To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure, there you go. The measure of faith. He's gone to your spirit.
Yeah.
But notice he dealt with your body first.
Right.
Then he dealt with your mind. Then you're ready to move in the spirit.
Amen.
Come on, Leroy, I'm through.
Right.